Hey guys, welcome to the Forward Life podcast, where I talk a little about myself, and I have this as raw and rugged as I possibly could. I imagine that at some point later on in the podcast, you're gonna see a huge divide in the audience and whether people like me or don't like me. But that's not something that I really want to try to emphasize and trying to care too much about. It's just me trying to shoot out my ideas and shoot out, you know, my thoughts into this space that we call podcasts. So today, and in the future, you might learn a little bit more about me. But today, I really want to talk about. Geez, I sound so like I can't talk. Today and in the future, you're gonna hear a lot about me and who I am. My name is Forward. You can call me Edward. You can call me Eddie. You can call me Forward Life or just Forward. But that's how I go by on the internet. And I have a stream called Forward Life on Twitch, and that's something that I really want to get into here. The thing I wanted to talk about was the concept of why I think I will never make it as a Twitch streamer. And there's also the other half of it of why I think I'll make it as a Twitch streamer. But this is what I really want to talk about, is why I think I'll never make it as a Twitch streamer. So the first thing that really comes to mind in this whole thing is something that's kind of weird, but you know, it's something that you always go through when you're a new streamer, and that is the really small viewer pool that you have as a Twitch streamer. When you start out streaming, you're going to have maybe 1 to 5 to 10 people watching your stream at a time, and it always takes people, you know, a different... always has people come in different time zones, people come and watch you at different times. But the biggest thing about this is that you have one person come in, you know, you talk to them for a good 30 minutes, and then they just disappear, or they say bye and they leave. Then the next, you know, 10 minutes later, you have another viewer come in, and now they're talking to you for half an hour or an hour, and then they just disappear. Now that's something that, you know, any kind of streamer would get, and I think that's something that I have to work on, is how to keep them, you know, watching and keep them, you know, actually stay on the stream. But the biggest thing that I feel and I fear is that because the stream chat isn't popping with like all these different people talking about, you know, their lives and chatting about the stream, they tend to just leave because, you know, they feel alone, even though they have the streamer to talk to. They feel alone in the whole aspect of Twitch chat, right? And Twitch chat is something that's really important on Twitch, and I think it really pulls people away from your channel just because you have nobody talking. So that's why it's always good to have your people, you know, your friends, your group of friends that you play with on Twitch, or on your video games, on Steam, whatever it may be, to come and watch your stream as well. And I think that's another thing that I have a list here, but I think that's another thing I don't have on Twitch, is I don't have a group of people that I can say, hey, come watch my stream, that I talk to on a consistent basis, that, you know, isn't one of my three friends that I always talk to, you know, in real life, because they have other things that they want to work with, and I don't want to really bother them. So I just want it to be that, you know, I don't have a group of people that I play League of Legends with, right? Like back in the day when I used to play League of Legends, I didn't have a group of people that I would play League of Legends with, and then, you know, tell them, hey, you know what, I'm gonna go play by myself. Come watch my stream. I'm gonna go play ranked, whatever. Just an example, right? So I don't have that community of people that I like, that niche of people that I communicated with prior to streaming. I am just now streaming with like nobody behind me, type of thing. So I guess that's good to go into my next point, which is the networking side of streaming. And I hate to bombard people with links. I hate to bombard people with, you know, come follow my stream and, hey guys, I'm coming live, come check me out. I feel like it works, but I feel like it really doesn't work. You may have a few people come in and, you know, watch your stream here and there, but I feel like a lot of it goes down the drain once it becomes too repetitive and the game that you're playing, you know, you switch the game that you're playing or the person kind of gets bored of you and it doesn't become fun to both parties, the streamer and the chat and the chatter to be actually following you. And you know, following somebody is fairly cheap, right? The only thing you're really investing is time. And I think that is probably the most valuable thing that you can actually invest into someone's stream is time. So I personally don't want to have, you know, my stream being advertised on a bunch of different places to tell them, come spend your time with me. Come spend your hard-earned time with me. And it's something that I always kind of feared going around and telling people what to do, but like it was just kind of hard for me to do networking in that way. And I think there's a way of networking that I don't know as of right now. That's something I just have to get accustomed to and learn. There's one weird thing that has happened to me, and it's this you know, quote unquote, your quality is too good. The quality of stream that you have is too good for the amount of followers that you have. I've had multiple people come to my stream and tell me that. Multiple people tell me that. And it was so strange because like I always felt like, you know what, should I just like not stream with a cam or should I not, like, should I have a really bad stream? It's so strange to me to think that the time I spend to, like, you know, fix nuance things and fix things left and right, like, that's the reason why people are not watching. And I've done so much testing, I've done so much tweaking just to make the stream the way that I want it to be. And I'm not even adding things that, you know, might be obstructive, you know, on the stream so that you have the best viewing experience. So like the only thing I have on my stream is my cam, so the game obviously, my webcam, the bit boss that you get on Streamlabs, and chat. Those are the only things that you see on stream. Before I used to have like sub goals, before I used to have like follower goals and all these different things that didn't really help me because I felt like it ruined the content for me to use afterwards, and B, you know, it was kind of like the mentality that, you know, I'm only doing this for viewers, I'm only doing this for followers. You know, I didn't really want that as the crux to my channel, right? I cared more about the people that come to the stream, but more than that after. So it was just like the quality of stream that you have is way too good for what you're providing or for who you are. And I've had multiple people come and tell me that. So furthermore, and the last thing I really want to talk about is something that I think really hurts me. I think this is the thing that really, really hurts me on Twitch. And it's these unspoken rules, these Twitch ethics that I seem to not understand or I seem to not get the grasp of. And it seems like it's because these are things that are not in the TOS. You know, the terms of service of actually using Twitch, you know, and it's just like things that people have, you know, materialized into their minds and it's and it seems like it's not, don't do this because it's not good, because some, you know, 20 people said it's not good, but those 20 people got it from one person, and that person, because that person said it's not good, don't do it. So these unspoken rules, the Twitch ethics, you know, it's kind of strange. So some of them are good, like, you know, don't swear, like that's one of them. You could swear due to the terms of service, you can't swear, but some places say, you know, don't swear because that helps with, you know, viewers for that have families. It helps with people that don't like swearing, that are work and can see the stream, right? And so that stuff I understand perfectly fine. And it also helps with, like, myself with, you know, with YouTube stuff, because then it makes it easier for my chat, my content to be discovered if there's not so many swear words or whatever it may be on chat, on my voice. Cool. I completely agree with it. But there's a few of them. So, like, the first one that I kind of understand, but still I kind of really don't care about too much, is this concept of you can't advertise yourself on other people's streams. You can't go on other people's streams and advertise your channel. You just can't do that. Something that I don't understand why, maybe someone can explain to me in the future, but I don't understand why people can't do that. Like, I understand that it might become too much of a hassle to, like, you know, start banning people or start to kind of, you know, mute the people that are doing that, and it kind of gets overpopulated and oversaturated. All these links, you know, they don't help. So, like, why not just allow it then, right? My mentality on this, and I guess my philosophy on this, is that if people are advertising on, like, let's say that someone subscribes to Ninja's channel, and there's going to be a lot of people that are like this, okay? Let's say somebody subscribes to Ninja's channel and puts in their Twitch link for their Fortnite, okay? So now that person has you know, subscribed to Ninja, so the sub chat mode is going now, and they put their link in. Chat is going super fast as it is. Now you're gonna have, you know, maybe about what, 20 people, maybe let's give it a better number. Let's go with 100 people. 100 people click that link, see that link, and click it. Now, let's say 1% of that actually follow, but all of those people go to the stream. You're going to have a channel that needs to have the best content out there, the best content out of all the affiliates, out of all the people that could possibly stream, have the best content in order for this link to mean anything. If I did it and I was just, you know, a new person, I didn't have a good webcam, I didn't have a good lighting system, I didn't have a green screen, you know, all my footage is very jaggedy and it's all choppy and, you know, none of it looks good, then the 100 people that come from that link drop, they're not going to follow anyways, right? So it's all on the fault of the streamer that is doing that. But if that person has the best content you could have ever thought of getting from a streamer, we're creating an amazing way to network, essentially, because all you have to do is just drop your link and just you know, pray that people click it, or people see it and click it and go into it. And it just helps everybody. So, I get it. You don't want the spam to be there. So, like, that's why I try to make it a thing on my channel. Like, you can link your stuff on my channel. You can link your things, and I'm more than happy to And I'll, even as a streamer, I'll drop everything to go and look at that link. I'll spend half an hour going to that channel and link and just looking at everything and looking at how you manage yourself and how you look, like how does the content look rather, how does the panels look in the bottom. And I'll come to you and I'll tell you, listen, you linked your channel to my channel, my chat. I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is you not providing people with good content, you know, and good. It's such a subjective thing, but, you know, an average viewing, pleasurable content that can actually, you know, run a small channel like yourself. And then I'll tell them that you need to get a better cam. You need to look at, you know, how to do your lighting. You need to look at, you know, your panels. You know, go hire somebody for $40 to make all your overlays and your graphics and this and that. Hey, do you need a scene transition? I'm more than happy to make you one. Oh, do you need alerts? Oh, I'm more than happy to make you one. Like these things, you know, all these things put together makes such a great channel, and makes it more a reason why I should click on your channel when you advertise on different people's stream. So that's one thing. That's just, you know, advertise on people's stream. I don't understand that. Another unspoken rule is that you must have a webcam. I have a webcam personally, but, you know, at days I feel like I don't even want to have it on. I don't want to stream with a webcam. The light hurts sometimes, and it's just, you know, I want to turn it off, and and having a webcam just helps. It gives that personality to the stream. This is maybe not something that is Twitch ethic, but it's just, I don't understand. Like, just let me stream however I want to stream. Okay, whatever. The next thing is, you should only stream at 720p 60fps as an affiliate. As an affiliate, you should only stream at 720p 60fps. I find that to be ridiculous. Ridiculous. Do you understand? Like, you get a computer that's worth $2,000, right? Anybody that builds a computer to stream or to make content on YouTube, whatever it may be, you make a really bomb ass computer for, you know, over the years you make it, and you're limiting yourself. You get really good internet, and you're limiting yourself to 720p 60fps because that is quote unquote the best settings for everyone on Twitch. And it makes sense if you're, well, no, see, that's the thing, is that if you're a partner, it doesn't matter, right? If you're an affiliate, then it matters. But why can't it just be that, you know, I get my encoding as well? You know, that's something that, and the reason why this is like an unspoken rule, it's an unspoken rule, right? Because it's not in the TOS that you have to only stream at 720p 60fps. But people tell you, like, oh yeah, if you stream at 1080p 60fps, you're really cutting back on half your audience. Half your audience won't be able to watch it. So allow me to have better encoding. Right? It's something that only benefits Twitch, right? So maybe that's something that should be talked to about Twitch, but whatever. And there's another thing too that's really crazy. That, well, at least, you know, I say crazy in my perspective, right? But people say that talking about your stream or someone else's stream while you're watching someone's stream is something that you should never do. You should never do. And I don't get that. I don't see how me talking about, so I watch a lot of Avoiding the Puddle, okay? Aris, Arnis, He's a really great commentator, but he's an amazing Twitch streamer, Twitch actor, and he does a lot of great things with his chat. You know, he kind of riffs on people. It's funny. It's really funny. But now, flipping it over, you go to someone like Insomniotech, Char's stream, and people on that chat are constantly talking about something that Eris did. And the reason why I bring him up is because they're roommates and they, you know, they hang out. And you know, a lot of the people that go and watch Char are people that watched Eris, right? And it's cool because, you know, that kind of community, that niche community of people that, you know, have watched Eris can go there and kind of continue on the conversation and keep all the jokes intact. But it's never been a problem that, you know, talking about Eris. You go to, you know, you talk about someone else from the fighting game community and talk about what happened on their channel, and it comes back to someone else from the other FGC, and it becomes a big conversation on someone else's chat, right? It's something that I understand. Like, why is that not allowed, right? And then it even goes further to my point of how, like, people should be able to work off of what's happening in chat. There's no way that somebody like, you know, somebody new like me is going to be like, hey, stop talking about that person. And then I'm going to just, you know, the streamer's going to be an asshole. So why not play off of it? Why not play off of what's happening on chat right now? Because you have to, regardless. You're always going to have to play off the chat. So why is this moment any different? And people say like, oh, but if your partner, you go to like a smaller person's chat, like it becomes all about the partner that's coming into that smaller person's chat. It's like, yeah, sure. How do you think raiding is? How do you think hosting is? It's the exact same thing. If a bigger streamer comes to your chat and raids you, and you do nothing but continue playing the game, then you become the asshole. You become the person that's not, you know, nice because you didn't say thank you or you didn't do this. So why not play off of it? The people that raid you for like 1,000 viewers, you are in a position to thank them and kind of put away the entire stream that what you're doing to talk to that person that raided you for 1,000. And you ask things like, oh, how was your stream? Oh, how did that go? Oh, how is this? And people are like starstruck too, right? Like, and I get that. That's cool. People are starstruck over these partners going to affiliate streams and, you know, lower viewer streams because it's exciting to the streamer. Like you meet celebrity, right, and stuff like that, right? So the thing is, the biggest thing to this is that, like, you know, it's all about how you manage the energy in the chat, and you manage all of the situations that are happening. And having someone talk about someone else's stream while you're streaming shouldn't be an issue. It's another talking point that you didn't have to come up with. It's like it's your work, quote unquote, your work has become so much more easier. And you didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to bring it up. You didn't have to do this, you know? So I don't know. I don't know. I think if chat is doing one thing, work with it. But yeah, so those are the reasons why I think I'll never make it as a Twitch streamer. I really don't. I don't know. Some of the stuff, like, I really don't care about. Some of these things, like, I have to play by these rules that are not set to me by Twitch's terms of service. I'm already, you know, making it my hardest so that people in my chat don't say the F word, you know, the gay F word, or people are saying, you know, the N word or whatever it may be, right? I'm already doing that to the full extent because the Twitch's terms of service says not to do that. I'm already streaming with a t-shirt because people if you peek at the Twitch's terms of service, says not to stream without one, right? To stream with one. You know, all these different things, all these rules, like a lot of them are good, and a lot of them do make a lot of sense. So I'm not bashing it. I'm just saying that if there's written rules and what not to do, I don't want to have to follow written rules of what, unwritten rules of what I have to do as well. Top of that, with networking and stuff like that, I think all those things are going to be issues for me in streaming. So that's why I think I'll never make it. But this is why I think I will make it. This is why I think I will make it as a Twitch streamer. And I the biggest thing about this is that I think my character is something that really pushes my stream. And it's the biggest thing that I want to say is that I feel like I don't take things well, I don't take what people would say. I don't take what people say about me seriously on the internet. Like I had so many people come onto the stream and say, "Oh, you're fat. Hey, Forward, you're fat. Hey, Forward, stop being, a little bitch. I don't like the way that you, I don't like the way you talked and this and that. You know, you sound so nasally, this and that." I don't care. You know, I don't really care what you think about me. With that being said, I do care a lot about what people say about me. It's this weird thing about, like, you know, I care about criticism. I care about things that I can change, things about my stream. I'm cool with, you know, listening and finding ways to improve. But I really don't care to have you come to my stream and tell me my Zarya is garbage. Okay, I don't care. Bye. See ya. Right? People come into the chat saying, "Oh, you look fat. Go run." And it's something that it's plagued me for the longest time of my life, because I have really chubby cheeks. It looks like I'm really fat on camera. You know, the camera adds, what, 50 pounds? Was that what they say? But yeah, that stuff I really don't care about. And so I'll just, you know, brush it off. See you. So that's one thing. I really do care about and listen to what people say about my stream and my content. If people tell me, you know, ways to improve, I'll listen to it, and I'll later on go back to my stream and be like, "Yeah, you know what, I can implement that," or "No, you know what, I really don't want to implement that. I really don't need to," right? I really genuinely care about what people, what like, I really genuinely care about the people that follow me, and I really want them to be my friends outside of Twitch. And I don't really care about the number that they are to me. I don't care that they're, you know, number 300 follower. I don't care that they're number 250 follower, or that they're someone that always consistently comes to my chat. I appreciate it, but I care about them as a person more than them as a username, or them as a number on my Twitch dashboard, or someone that provides me with like X amount of money. You can provide me X amount of money. You can provide me XX amount of money. You can provide me XXXX amount of money. I'll still treat you the same way as I would treat any human being, because you're providing me support. You can provide me zero amount of money, and I'll still treat you the same way that someone that treats me, that provides me with XXX amount of money, because I care more about you as a human than anything else. It just feels better. You know, it feels better. It doesn't allow people to get like a sort of leverage over me. I think that's the biggest thing too, is that I don't want people to come to the channel and think that, "Oh, they donated $1,000. Now they get to choose, you know, it's like they've become my executive producer, and they're funding me. And if they don't fund me, if I don't do what they say, they will no longer fund me, right? No, not happening, not happening. So that's like who I am. I think something that like my humor is really good too, but I feel like a lot of my humor kind of goes over the heads of people sometimes. Like it sometimes it takes like three levels in order to get my joke, or you have to kind of be in on the joke in order to understand it. So that's maybe something that I can improve on. But I'm very self-sufficient. If I need something, I can go to myself and be like, okay, you know, Edward, listen, I need this. And then I'll answer like a crazy person. Okay, cool, do it. I'll find out how to do it. And that's how I've been with work, with school, with everything that I've done. I've always been like, okay, this needs to happen. Go and find out how that thing happens. Finds out how that thing happens. Return with completed product type of thing, right? So like I know how to video edit. I know how to do Adobe After Effects, little special effects that you can do on logos and stuff like that. I'm learning how to use Illustrator and Photoshop, and I've already done a lot of things for my YouTube with Illustrator and Photoshop. But more importantly, like I'm constantly pushing myself to learn more of what I can in this whole, you know, Twitch environment. I know how to use XSplit and OBS, Bebo for whatever reason, Streamlabs OBS, even though I hate it. All those other things. I know how to use Stream Elements. I know how to use Streamlabs, Muxi, Gaming for Good, all these different places. I know how to use things, and people can come to again and ask me how to use it. But yeah, that's pretty much like everything you need to know about me in terms of Twitch streaming and what can become of me of these different things. And I really wish that in the future I do make something out of it, because the way that I'm planning things, it's very beyond Twitch. I'm not thinking about, you know, in 5 years from now, I'm gonna have like Twitch partnership with like 10 million followers, and like have like 2 million subscribers. Like that's not the goal. That's just a stepping stone to like the much bigger goal that I have for like in 50 years from now. And there's just like this big thing that I want to do. Maybe it might not take 50 years. Maybe it might take something smaller, but I feel like a lot of people that do stream, like they're not going beyond just streaming, just Twitch. And I don't know what they do personally, but I know a few people that do really good things, and that's like Ninja that does his own, like he has like his own tournament. We have people that do their own events and stuff like that. But I feel like, and like even having networks and stuff like that, which are really great. Dr. Lupo does really good things with charity. But I feel like that's just like, it's so small in terms of what they can actually do, even bigger than just streaming. But I don't know. I don't know how it is. I just know my side right now and how little that I know and how small I am right now. But I can only imagine going from here to there. There's a lot more that I feel like I can do. So thank you guys so much for listening. Really, it's been great. I kind of like this episode. I think it's really just natural talking. I would love to have somebody next time and talk about things, but I feel like this is just a good first episode to kind of get the groundwork of how things and how I feel things should be with myself and Twitch in general. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and really come back next time. Oh, there is another point of why I think I will make it as a Twitch streamer, and I think that is because I will never stop streaming. No matter what it takes, I'm going to make it as a partner.